This I believe. Congresswoman Frances P. Bolton of Ohio was elected in 1940 to fill the unexpired term of her husband. She has been a member of the important Foreign Affairs Committee of the House for the past 7 sessions of Congress. Her creed is unusual, reflecting perhaps her New England heritage of unorthodoxy. Her father's wonderful library was her playground, and she absorbed an inherited set of Emerson and studied the Eastern religions as well as Christianity. Out of a lifetime of activity and contemplation, Frances Bolton has distilled her personal philosophy.
I believe with Seneca that the end of being is to find out God. When I was but 12, death entered my life. The dear old rector of a nearby mission chapel took me on his knee and told me very gently that I must not be unhappy, for God had put my mother to sleep until the resurrection day. My revolt was immediate and violent. I slid off his knee and ran out the door to the sea beach, where I had taken all my child agonies, for there God always seemed closer and more real than in any church. A flame of indignation consumed me as I shook my fists at the sky, calling out with all the passion within me, "That isn't true, God, and I must know what is. Do anything you want to me, but let me find truth." My search has led me to the place from which I can say with entire simplicity that I believe you and I are part and parcel of the stream of universal life, as water drops are part of the great sea. I believe that what we call a lifespan is but one of an endless number of lifetimes during which, bit by bit, we shall experience all things. I believe that we are responsible for our thoughts and actions from the moment the soul asks, "What am I?" And that once that point of development is reached, there can be no turning back. I have learned that such a belief exacts the development of a courage which demands great fortitude and ever-increasing endurance to acquire. I am not too dismayed by the darkness into which mankind has betrayed itself, for I know, as only women can, that all new life comes out of darkness through the gateway of agony and anguish into the light. I am convinced that could men now know how truly each one builds his own long future, and so the future of mankind, they would not continue on the path of destruction, but would turn their faces away from darkness towards the light. I believe with the ancient Aryans that, and I quote, "Never the spirit was born, the spirit shall cease to be, never. Never was time it was not. End and beginning are dreams. Birthless and deathless and changeless remaineth the spirit forever." I believe that before time was, into the seeming stillness of an incalculable speed of vibration, there came the moment when the infinite drew a deep breath and form began. There was no time nor space, but there was motion, for within the infinite being the concept of universes had been born. Without him was not anything made that was made. And there was light and there was absence of light. There was beauty and the absence of beauty. There was good and the negation of good. But all were within the being and of the essence of the infinite God. Made of the stardust of infinity, man has evolved, even as the stars and suns, as worlds and moons, out of the essence of God. Once started on his pilgrimage, begun in unconscious perfection, he will continue through light and darkness, through goodness and the negation of goodness, until in his own time he reaches perfected consciousness and is reabsorbed into the infinite being of the Godhead. This I do humbly believe.
That was the Honorable Frances P. Bolton of Ohio. In 1952, she and her son Oliver were both elected to the Congress of the United States.